You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region. From the preps to the pros, we cover it all. ESPN New Orleans.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Southeast Louisiana is the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute and Big Mike Basie for State Senate. Remember, Big Mike cares. Casey just started here with a full studio. We've got Stan Gravois. We've got Coach Brian Colley. We've got Joey D to my left. And we've got the midway point to the high school football season last night. Crazy to think, but we're already there. A bunch of scores locally last night. A bunch of teams. Well, we actually did a little better in Week 5 than we did in Week 4, where it was kind of a local wash. But last night, a couple of local teams stood tall and got some big wins. I guess the game of the night, Thibodeau again for the second straight week, faces a very talented opponent, finds a way in the final stages of the game to pull it out, wins 35-28 against Terrebonne. This is an opportunity, Stan, for you and I to both boast, because I remember over the summer doing this show, you were kind of a Central Lafourche guy, I was a Thibodeau guy, but we both sort of had the consensus that these are two teams that are going to be really doggone good. One's 4-1, one's 5-0, and they only lost was to whenever they played one another in a close, hard-fought affair. Those Lafourche Parish schools right now are doing us proud.
Yeah, Thibodeau is a team that is winning games at the end. They kind of have that it factor. You know, they know they could get it done. And you mentioned the last 2 weeks. I'll go back 3 weeks because McDonough 35 was a huge game for them where they came back and won it at the end. Last night was a great game. They win by 7 over Terrebonne. They did have a pick six, and I know that Coach Dugas has to be sitting there going, we can't do these things and win. They have another big game again next week. They play Brobridge on their open date, and Brobridge always has a great program. So that's a team that's really stepped it up. He said his kids were going to grow up and get older. And when you guys and I talked last week, I said Luke Alimal might be a hidden gem in our area. I don't think he had a great game last night. But I think it shows that as long as we're sitting around talking about maybe just a Karin Lacey or this or that, they have a lot of guys that could play on that team. So, yeah, very impressive. And listen, Keith Menard and his group rebounded last night, scored a lot of points. Yeah, those guys are right there in the thick of it. There's no doubt.
Thibodeau defies everything that most high school football teams would like to do. And what I mean by that is they don't run the ball exceptionally well. They turn over the ball a ton. It's all kind of boom or bust, but lo and behold, they're 5-0. And I know Coach Dugas got to be excited about that. But last night, y'all, one score that actually kind of surprised me a little bit, and this is no disrespect to these folks out in Berg, but they know I love them. But I was a little surprised that they were getting the 14-6 win against E.D. White last night. That, at least to me, on paper before the game, would have been considered a slight upset.
Well, once you get to Game 5, you're starting to realize a little bit about teams, the contenders and the pretenders. Whether it's district or not, and don't get me wrong, I love the idea of starting district around Game 5. Because if it didn't go so well the first five, you could kind of wipe the slate clean and start over. Nonetheless, you kind of know what you're about. South Terrebonne is, for lack of a better, it's that same old, bunch of tough kids who are going to come out there and play hard. They're not going to give you a whole lot. And I think from talking to some of their coaches, they found a quarterback as a sophomore, and of course his family is known for being offensive linemen, but this young man's a tall kid who is really doing well, and that's Kristen Arsenault, had a great game last night, threw for two touchdowns against E.D. White, and they're kind of finding that winning combination. They're 4-1, you know, going into district. Now, it's interesting that the two teams that are 4-1 in that particular district are playing each other in the first district ball game next week. But I agree, and that's a confidence builder taking on E.D. White, because you know E.D. White's really well coached, and you know that they play great defense. E.D. White's problem is on offense, it's real sluggish right now, and I understand there were 7 or 8 pre-snap penalties for that team last night. So unless you get that together, you're not going to win many high school football games.
That's going to drive Coach Kyle Lesang off the wall. There's no doubt he's going to be not pleased with that. Central Lafourche gets a big win against Ellender last night. I'll be honest, coming into the studio, I'm thinking to myself, I can't wait to pull up the story, see how many yards Deion Jenkins had. Well, It was a little bit opposite.
You and I both surprised on that. I was like you. I was like, let's see, 55 points. I'm going to take a wild guess. It was somewhere around 240 yards.
I would have thought 240, six touchdowns. No, it was Duncan last night, 5 of 10 passing, 255 passing yards, four touchdowns. Jansen Falls, four receptions, 175 yards, three touchdowns. Jenkins had a modest 100 yards with two touchdowns and 80 yards receiving. So it was a light night at the office.
Do you think that's Coach Menard maybe saying, listen, we could go in there and we could run this guy all night long, but for our district, we're going to have to do some other things. Let's see if we could do that in this non-district game and maybe get ready the rest of the way.
Some of that, and I think some of it is just kind of a built-in bye week. We don't want him to take 40 shots tonight. We want him to take 15 shots tonight because, man, they use him a ton. So they got to take a little wear and tear off of his body last night.
How many carries he had?
11.
That's real low, considering
it was like 35 the week before.
He's usually a 25 to 35 guy, and so 11 last night, and he caught 3-4 balls, so figured he took 16, 17 shots. That's not too bad.
And we talking about Deion Jenkins, and of course, whenever we talk about Thibodeau, it's the Luke Alamont to Kyron Lacy. Both of those teams, Central and Thibodeau, both have a lot of other kids that can play football, folks. They've got some guys that can play. Ferrante Miller, the Thompson kid in the backfield, Markel Price, Darwin Davis for Thibodeau. Well, Jansen Falls again had a great game last night catching the football for Central Lafourche. So it's more than just the usual suspects sometimes, and they have it at those schools.
Yeah, and we can't forget Central's offensive line.
Oh, no doubt.
I think they're one of the best around.
You know what? Let's throw in Thibodeau's offensive line too, because they obviously have to be doing a little bit right. I understand that Terrebonne came after him as far as blitzing and really tried to lock up one-on-one and, in man coverage and try and get to Alamont early in that game. And he's just good enough. He's got a good enough football IQ that he got rid of it and got it to the right guy. He's got guys who can make plays. That's two good football teams. Now, if you would have ever told me that Terrebonne High School would be 2-3 at this point of the year, I would have told you were crazy.
2-3 staring down the barrel of Destrehan on Friday night. Oh, my goodness gracious. Terrible.
And then a one-game reprieve, so to speak. And, again, I hate to say that negatively towards H.L. Bourgeois, but they're still on that building curve. And then you got Brother Martin. So it's not going to be easy.
So they've got to hope they're going to get enough power points. I haven't looked at some of the numbers in 5A, but, man, if you win five games, sometimes it's cutting it close.
Yeah, I think they'll get in, and I think I'd be scared if I was who had to take them on, in the first round.
Heck, yeah. So the rest of our local scoreboard, Lorville beats Holman Christian 53-0. Thibodeau 35, Terrebonne 28, as we said. It was Central Lafourche 55, Ellender 28. Vanderbilt beats Welsh 21-7. Covenant Christian Academy, congratulations to them, and we'll actually have their coach Randy Boke on a little later in the show. They beat St. John 27-0. On the game that could be heard here in the coastal broadcasting community, it was 21 for Belchase, 6 for South Lafourche. We talked about South Terrebonne 14, EDY 6. Destrehan 40, H.L. Bourgeois 14. H.L. Bourgeois struggling, as Stan said a minute ago. Destrehan just keeps on keeping on. From what I understand, they scored pretty much all those 40 points in the first half.
Yeah, opening kickoff return for a touchdown. You know, prayers go out to Tariq Jenkins, the young man from H.L. Bourgeois. And I don't know the extent of it, but it was a pretty bad injury to a leg, and I know he's getting that taken care of, but we hold the best for him going forward.
That's the one thing you never want to see, man, is guys go down with severe injuries, and we certainly hope he's okay. And guys, before we take our first commercial break, I know we don't talk a ton of high school football outside of the area, but how about the Catholic High of Baton Rouge and St. Thomas More game last night? Catholic kicks a game-winning last-second field goal to beat St. Thomas More 52-50. Catholic High is balling right now. And
no. Well, let's throw another one in there that we don't talk about a lot, although I get on my high horse about it. Lafayette Christian beat Evangel last night. Come on, man. What's going on at that school?
Do you want to know the honest answer to that?
Do we? That could take up the whole show, huh? Well, I do know that they've gotten in a lot of trouble, and I know that they just like are pretty much saying, so what? You know, we're keeping on doing what we're doing. This is a school that 3 years ago was single A, and you knew they were getting better, and they were actually forced to go to double A because they won so many state championships in so many different sports on the single A level in select divisions. And now they're beating Evangel. I don't know.
Huge win.
Yeah, that's huge.
A lot of folks ask about Morgan City, but they're in the local 4A district. Patterson beat them 56-23 last night. Morgan City, now granted, they're in the same boat as everybody else, waiting for district play to start, but it looks like they're a ways away in that 4A district. That's a tough loss to a Patterson team that's kind of on the downs this year anyway.
Dilution, man. I think Morgan City's in the middle of kids either going to Central Catholic or, you know, you're just sitting right there in the little. And of course, Morgan City was a boom oil town in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s, and it's just not what it was as far as their high school football program.
Forgot one on our local scoreboard, St. James 35, Assumption 7. St. James, we were told at Lutcher last Friday night, two Fridays ago, that St. James is really stinking good. And if the folks from Lutcher are giving St. James credit, that must really be true. They beat Assumption 35-7 just 1 week after beating Destrehan. So, my goodness, what a start to the season for them.
Well, without going into any further explanation, I still don't understand how some of the kids at St. James are playing there. But anyway, moving on.
What our assistant principal at St. James was telling me, you think we have athletes at Lutcher? Because you think we have athletes? Wait till you see St. James.
Is that right?
They are loaded.
I saw a couple of catches some of the kids made against Assumption last night, and I was like, wait a minute. That's Assumption kids who have really good defensive backs. So, yeah, it's very impressive what St. James is doing.
And one thing that we got to mention as well, the talent is all well and good. Robert Valdez is one hell of a football coach.
Yes. I would agree 100% with that. Everywhere, anything he touches turns into a winner.
Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to begin the list of coaches that we got on throughout the show, beginning with Keith Menard and the Central Lafourche Trojans, who were victorious last night against Elner Memorial. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne and General Medical Center, Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Truck Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Drop and Fix is committed to providing expert repair services and excellent customer service from iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and computers. Drop and Fix has quick turnaround services for all of your devices. Stop by our Bayou Gardens Boulevard shop located in Houma or call today at 709-8382. 709-8382. Drop and Fix, your one-stop shop for all of your technology repairs and support. Stop by, visit us today, or email us at help@dropandfix.com.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning. And taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership, experience, progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
I'm Reggie Bagala, your conservative candidate for State Representative District 54. Our community means everything to me. It's where I was born and raised and where my wife and I have raised our son. Five generations of the Bagala family have called our community home, and I'm committed to making it and our state even better places to live and work. I'll fight tirelessly to protect our coast, save our jobs, fix our infrastructure, and grow our economy. I ask for your vote, number 86, Reggie Bagala. Early voting is September 28th, paid for by Reggie Bagala Campaign Committee.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student-athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Sports Corner here, brought to you by the Terrebonne General Medical Center and Community Sports Institute. We go to the phone lines for the first time tonight. Keith Menard of Central Lafourche is on the line. His Trojans got a big bounce-back win against Ellendale last night. Coach Menard, man, good morning. How you doing?
I don't know how Central and Ellendale did. I'll talk about South and Bell State.
Oh, we got Coach Forsythe on the line. My bad. Okay, my apologies. I thought we had Coach Menard on the line. Coach Forsythe, well, we're welcome to have you on, too.
It's a good answer there, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Blake, that is a terrific answer. I was like, I'm glad he doesn't know what happened in that game.
Well, Coach, my apologies for that. But anyway, it was a tough night for your offense last night. Defense played pretty well. At the end of the day, in the second half, Bell Chase just made a couple of more plays.
You know, same thing, Casey. You know, we moving, we got a little confidence. And then, you know, after we score and the kids got some confidence in what's going on and, you know, we got them pegged and go ahead and put the ball on the ground twice and give it back to them. And, you know, after that, we just kind of got a little deflated and then we were a little shell-shocked. And when you're young, it's hard to overcome those mistakes. You know, an older group can kind of see past them a little bit. I think my young guys, once we had those couple mistakes, they were a little shell-shocked. You kind of see it in their eyes.
Their quarterback last night was doing a lot of things, a lot of misdirections. He was a smooth, shifty player. But I thought, by and large, man, your defense was buried in their own end zone for a lot of the game. And to only give up 21 points, I thought was a pretty strong showing. Talk about the toughness those guys showed.
I thought those guys were doing a great job. You know, the big thing for us is, you know, we have a veteran secondary. Secondary does a good job. D-line, we kind of struggling to get enough bodies in there on the D-line right now. You know, when they were moving the ball, because our D-line was wore out and we just couldn't hold the line the way we needed to. So, you know, and that's kind of our thing right now. It's just it's hard to have enough bodies to get through a full game.
The old cliche is once you start district, you wipe the slate clean. Coach Forsythe, how well and how receptive do you think the kids are to that? Because quite honestly, it all starts new this week. It's almost like you played a preseason schedule and you're getting ready to play football. And we know a lot of NFL teams go out there and it might not be so successful in preseason football. And then when district starts, it works out. And I think your kids understand, or at least you do, and if you pass this down to them, your district is really wide open.
Yeah, you know, no doubt. You know, that's the great thing about our district. You know, it can flip top to bottom from year to year. You know, we talked to the kids about that last night. You know, hey, look, when you come in Saturday morning, which they're here right now breaking down film, I said, when you guys come in Saturday morning, I said, your record is officially 0-0. Nothing else matters. All that matters right now is that we are 0-0 in district, and we want a winning record in district. We go out and we get that winning record in district, you'll be able to play a ball game in November.
Coach, in the third quarter of the ball game, the offense really started to struggle, and they never kind of got back that rhythm. Was it something Bell Chase was doing defensively that was bothering you, or you know, did your line just kind of wear out? Was it a little bit of both? Talk us through that.
I think we started missing more assignments in the third quarter. It's not that they really did anything different. They kind of gave us the same deal the whole time. We just kind of went brain dead up there. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is that Bell Chase's offense held the ball longer on us in the third and fourth quarter than they did in the first half, where it kept us out of that rhythm, where we were getting them off the field a little quicker in the first half and we were able to get in a rhythm. When we gave them a fumble, when we had a chance to go down opening part of the second half, I think they held the ball for the next 7 or 8 minutes, you know. So we didn't allow ourselves to get in a rhythm due to the turnover mistakes and, again, a few penalties early that kind of knocked us off schedule.
things at this point that you think, when you look back at the beginning of the season, you think, man, we're doing this, but this is not what's happening, or maybe this hasn't gelled to the point it has to have gelled at, and that's the reason for the record right now?
Stan, I think a lot of it comes down to we're competitive in the first half, we wear out in the second half. You know, we're doing laundry last night. If you count our kicker, who only kicks the punt, we played 22 kids. You know, and that's what we've got. You know, I mean, the other guys are JV guys, and it's really hard to play 4A football, and some of the 5As, and then the two blue bloods in St. Charles and Lutcher that we played. You know, those nobody on any of those teams is going both ways. Bell Chase is the first team we saw that had probably 2 to 3 kids going both ways. And nobody else we saw all year that's playing the amount of snaps on both sides in all three phases as some of our starters.
Coach, tell me about Vanderbilt Catholic. I know they got a win last night. Almost kind of mirroring you guys a little bit in non-district play at times. They have a hard time scoring the ball. Their defense seems pretty good. Give us a little bit of a rundown of the Terriers so far.
Yeah, I think really the last 2 or 3 weeks that they're starting to kind of click. They're starting to kind of get it together offensively. Quarterback likes to run. They use the quarterback run game a good bit. They do some of the zone read stuff, some of the RPO stuff defensively. Offensively. Defensively, seen an odd front out of them. Which we've kind of seen a bit. They get after the ball pretty well, and I know they're well coached. They got some really good deep coach. Lede's a defensive guy. I know Coach Villavasso's over there with the D line, one of the better D line coaches in the area. So defensively, I know they're going to be assignment sound. They're going to be tough.
Coach, you've talked about leading up to district play and making sure that you guys were ready for district play. So I'm going to ask you, man, are you guys ready for district play?
I think the kids are. You know, they're all here this morning. They're working. They understand that the goal is district championships and that they were really challenged. Now we just got to come out and play.
Sounds like a winner, man. Hey, thanks so much for the time. Sorry about the little fumble there at the beginning of the interview. We could ask you about the Central Lafourche game if you'd like, but I don't know that you know too much about that.
No, I don't know a whole lot about it.
Thank you, man. Have a good day.
All right.
As Coach Forsythe, Joey and I fumbled the center quarterback exchange there in that interview.
I called an audible.
So we'll get Coach Menard a little later in the show. But the Tarpons last night, same old, having a hard time moving the football. And your defense could only be so good if they're on the field for 35 minutes of a 48-minute game. And that's just a guesstimation. But you said Tarpons ran only, 27, 28 plays last night?
See, 28 offensive plays.
Wow.
Compared, Bell Chase had like 68.
Wow, 28 offensive plays.
And knowing that, 21-6 don't sound so bad.
No, I would agree with that. Because obviously not being there and you guys being there, getting the scores in, you realize it's kind of close. I'd mentioned to you, Casey, before we came on air, I got a friend on the West Bank, gave him a call and we were talking to him. I'm sorry, it was Brian, I think I was talking to him about that. And, he's telling me, there's a good athlete over at Bell Chase. I know that.
Oh, he's
I don't know.
Smooth, man.
Yeah, yeah, the quarterback kid, he said. And but the rest of it, he said, I don't know. He says, I think South could be in there. And then you hear a 6-6 score. And then to hear this morning the lack of offense is kind of like that other side of the game. Sometimes when you don't see it live, you just don't understand what's going on.
And look, they had drives. It's not like Bell Chase held the ball. It's just three plays and out.
Well, all of that being said, then, and I'll pose this to both of you, got to be happy with the defense.
Oh, my God, yes.
I was getting ready to say we need to credit Coach Tommy Boudreaux, the defensive coordinator. He has them boys playing some defense at least twice this year. Last night, Bell Chase had the ball around. Their starting field position was in midfield, and we held them to 0 points.
Well, then, as an athletic director, you need to do what you got to do to make sure that guy doesn't retire in the future and he hangs around a little while.
There is absolutely nothing.
I get it.
He is retiring.
I totally get it. And if he's listening right now, he's smiling, going, there's nothing he can do for me. So we understand. But he is a great guy, and I'm glad that defense is doing well. You got to hang your hat on something, and they're doing that well. Listen, I said this before we came on air. When this district starts, it is wide open. I understand that Assumption might be the quote-unquote cream of the crop, But they're even coming on in on a little bit of a downer after a big loss this past week. So if you could get the kids to believe anything can happen.
Well, look, there's pressure on Assumption. They know they have to show up each and every week. And if they don't and slip up.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree if one team goes out there and knocks them off maybe on one Friday night with one loss, it makes everybody else feel like they have a shot. Yeah, that's going to be a fun. It's not, and whether people want to hear this or not, it's not like 7-5A. 7-5A is like, you know, we've been saying, it's like the SEC on the collegiate level. It's like a heavyweight boxing match every Friday night, except for, quite honestly, HL Bourgeois at this point.
Yeah, they're a little bit behind everyone else. Around the state, yo, I remember the years where Westgate starts 0-5, finishes 5-5. I don't think they've lost yet. They beat Denham Springs 70-21. They got that little Butte guy playing receiver. He's unbelievable.
So here's what happens. I go see them the second week of the year against Vanderbilt, right? I'm expecting that Vanderbilt's going to play well against them because I see that they lost week one against Lafayette Christian. Well, I'm thinking Lafayette Christian, who has been penalized by the LHSA, is back to being a single-A Christian school.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That being said, I watched Vanderbilt and Westgate, and in the first quarter, I'm going, oh, my God, this Westgate team is special. And obviously, it's kind of coming to fruition now.
West Monroe 41, Neville 14. West Monroe obviously flexing their muscles as they always do. Let's see. St. Paul's, this is a big game out northern North Shore. St. Paul's beats Hammond 31-0. Let's get a score from the Holy Cross and Jesuit game because that was the 100th time those schools met.
Yeah.
There's Jesuit scoring a bit of an upset last night, 20-14 over Holy Cross. So they get the win over their rival. I can't imagine. And I was talking about this with Gus Kattengill. Well, not Gus Kattengill, with Jay Hargrave yesterday on Gus Kattengill's show. Can't imagine, like, most of the schools locally aren't even 100 years old.
Right. Now, they've not played for 100 years. It's their 100th matchup. So that's a little different. I'm sure they played in the 90s. And when I say in the 90s, they played for 90 years. But what happens is there's a couple of years where they came back and played in the playoffs, so they played them twice in a given year.
Did you read the story about how there's, like, I was confused as heck yesterday, saying, oh, it was the 100th matchup, but there's only 98 results.
Because you saw that?
One of them was, like, contested?
Yes. I couldn't figure that out either. And as much as I know people have a strong relationship with their alma mater and everybody's proud of their community, I understand, like, these people were, like, celebrating from 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday morning, and it was, like, alumni from Holy Cross came back from all over the country, and I'm like, wow, that's impressive. So must have been one heck of an atmosphere. They were expecting 20,000 people. I don't know if it happened.
Looking at it on TV, they about got it. Hanville 21, East St. John 0. Hanville quietly, we didn't realize this last night, quietly 5-0. They've not lost.
That's right. And you guys, and actually you two guys know him better than I know him, but I know of him. Coach Salt is the kind of guy that sounds like he stores things in the back locker. And last year he had a nasty taste in his mouth. And he says, okay, I'm going to come back with a vengeance. And the sad thing, or the impressive thing, sad is not the word, man, what they did to East St. John by shutting them out shows that they're probably getting better and better. So that's going to be a big one with Destrehan down the road.
Shout out to local coach Karen Melvin coaching that defense. They get a shutout over East St. John. Let's take a quick commercial break. I think Keith Menard's going to be coming up next.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
50-50 shot.
Red Dog 5. Red Dog 5. Kill.
Presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute.
Oh, what went wrong with our love? A love that was so strong.
This is Archie Chevron, candidate for Lafourche Parish President. My commitment to public service and a love for our parish didn't start when I decided to run for office. It's something that's grown just as I have here in Lafourche. I wake up every morning and work hard to build a better tomorrow for our children and our grandchildren. Our best days are yet to come, and it's time we set a new standard in parish politics. So I humbly ask for your support and ask that you vote number 97, Archie Chiasson, for Lafourche Parish President. Paid for by the Archie Chiasson Campaign Fund.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
I'm Big Mike Fazy, and I approve this message.
Attention, attention. Why will LSU fans go early vote for Big Mike Fazy this Saturday?
I'll tell you why. All you LSU Tiger fans will be tailgating this Saturday, so it's perfect to get out and vote early. And not only can you vote today, you can early vote through this Saturday, October the 5th. Polls open 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And don't forget to vote for Big Mike Fazy for State Senate District 20, number 58. Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400 or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery, get results.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Southeast Louisiana sports leader, ESPN New Orleans.
So I guess it would only be fitting, right, after spending the piece of the last segment asking Coach Blake Forsythe about Central Lafourche. Should we ask Coach Keith Menard a question about the South Lafourche Belchase game?
You could ask him all you want, but Keith's going to tell you, I don't know and I don't care. I'm going to answer for him because he wouldn't say, I don't care. But I'm sure deep down inside, Keith's thinking, I don't care.
We go to Coach Menard on the phone lines. Coach, your team got a win against Ellender last night. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Hey, who's that guy next to you? He wasn't there last weekend, was he?
Hey, no.
I had to throw it out there a little bit.
I had to watch a national 4U championship of soccer in the Woodlands.
I know you did tell me that. But it's really good. I thought the whole atmosphere of the game was flat. I mean, when you come from an atmosphere that we had against Thibodeau, and you go to open the kickoff, and we're kind of standing around, and it's just a totally different atmosphere. Our kids weren't just looked like they were kind of sleepwalking, and I kept telling them, we got to get ready to play. And Ellender came out, had a couple really ended up with a good drive to take the lead. We go three and out, and then we stop them, and then we ended up taking the lead. They run a kick back. I'm not happy with our kickoff coverage team, and that's going to end up being the thing that we make some changes about this weekend. And after that, we just kind of played really well on both sides of the football.
I go back to your opening statement when you said that, and I actually thought to myself yesterday morning, after talking to David McCormick, that when Coach Menard and his kids get off the bus at South Terrebonne, first road game, if I'm not mistaken, in a year for you guys, you've been in a great atmosphere at your home place, coming off of a great game against Thibodaux High. I said, man, he's going to look around. And not that South Terrebonne Memorial Stadium is a beautiful stadium, don't get me wrong. Ellender doesn't have a lot of people that go to their games, quite honestly. And I thought, I wonder how his kids are going to respond. And you, and that's what you're saying. They kind of came out and just went through the motions early on.
Early on, no doubt about it. You know, I even told him before the game, you know, as we were stretching, I said, man, we got to find some energy, man. We got to figure it out. And but you know, we did. And I don't, you know, it doesn't matter how you figure it out. We ended up with a win, and you know, I thought we played really well second quarter on. You know.
Coach found true balance last night, 255 passing, 266 rushing. You had past the game, had the ability to flex their muscles a little bit last night. And, heck, even as back to the Thibodeau game, I was able to watch that game on television earlier in the week. Those guys are starting to click a little bit.
Yeah, they are, you know. And I was asked last night about, you know, the throwing game and all that stuff. I just thought Eleanor's plan was put seven or eight in there, and we're not going to let Deion get going. And so they manned us up in the secondary, and, you know, I think Jansen Foles is a pretty tough receiver to man up. And, you know, he proved that again last night. We missed a couple balls early to wide-open receivers. I think Ash was just, you know, almost trying to put too much on it and just kind of overthrew a couple of guys, and he settled down and ended up having a pretty good night. And but you know, we did get Deion going, and, you know, it was fun to watch.
Listen, it's nothing to sneeze at that the kid had 100 yards last night. But Casey and I both stated earlier on, actually before we went on air, that if we would have thought with a 55, you know, point output in that game, when we looked at the sports story in the paper, we would have thought, you know, Deion would have been around 240 or whatever, and maybe with 25 carries or so. Was it a conscious effort last night to kind of give him a break or to look at something else offensively?
I won't say that at all. What I'll tell you is Deion played the first half of the game, and that was it.
Right.
You know, at halftime, we made a conscious effort decision at that point and said, he's done. And we put the loan at running back, and he ended up taking us for the first drive with the first unit in the third quarter. And then after that, we played our JV kids. But Deion had 12 carries. We had him 12 carries for for 120 or 115, whatever it was. And he had a 70-yard or 75-yard little screen pass he caught for a touchdown.
Right.
You know, at that point, we just like, man, he's out. You know, I don't know, you know, we're not about that. You know, I mean, I think, you know, we did what we had to do in the first half. And then we just rolled with the loan who hadn't got many touches, and we just decided to give him some, some touches at the running back position, and kind of gave our kids, a little break there, middle of the third quarter on our starters, you know, at that point.
Back in the friendly confines on Friday night against H.O. Bourgeois, what are some things you've seen in the Braves here on tape?
Well, I hadn't really watched a whole bunch of them. You know, that quarterback's pretty good. I think that's their, you know, he's kind of the center point of their offense. You know, defensively, you know, I think they lost a lot of seniors from last year, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, I think they're young on that side of the football. And, you know, right now, offensively, you know, we're playing pretty well. We just have to, you know, keep that focus and, you know, especially offensively and, you know, score some points and make some things happen. You know, it's homecoming. That's always, you know, a thing. And I tell our kids all the time, homecoming is for the alumni and the girls. And our job is to win a football game. And and especially being a district game at that. So, you know, we're gonna try to keep them focused and go out there, you know, and go play a heck of a football game next week.
For the Eleanor game, obviously you were a heavy favorite in that game going into it. How long does it take Keith Menard to put the Thibodeau game in the rearview mirror and say that's old news, let's move on?
I think that was done last Saturday at about noon. I mean, it was there all week. Don't get me wrong. You know, when you lose a game that close, and I mean, it stays with you all week, and that's the great thing about football. Yeah, you put it away, but it's kind of there. And I talked to our team about that. You know, hey, I hope that nasty taste is still there because it's still there for me a little bit. And I said, we got to figure. The only way that goes away is to win the next week. And you know, so I kind of. You know, it is what it is. I mean, if it doesn't stay with you, then it doesn't mean anything to you. But it can't be in the forefront. It can't be something that stays out there and you don't practice well and you don't prepare well. And honestly, I thought our kids, you know, offensively prepared very well, last week. Thought defensively we were a little sluggish at practice, and I think it showed, you know, Friday night. But I thought after that first drive or so, we kind of came back and really – played pretty good defense after that.
Coach, you're right at the halfway point here in the season, right in the middle of it. What would you say, I guess if you could give it your first half of the season a letter grade, what would it be? And what are some things you're looking to see your team do better here in the second half of the season?
That's a tough question, Casey. They usually don't ask me those tough questions like that. But, you know, I think overall when you're 4-1, I mean, that's an A, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, what do we have to get better at? Well, I think, you know, kick coverage has got, we've got to get better. It cost us the game last week a little bit against, you know, Thibodeau. We gave him a big return with 2 minutes to go. We gave up a kick return last week for, you know, this past Friday night for a touchdown. So we just got to figure out what's going on. And we started making some changes last night a little bit during the game, just trying to see what's going on. But I think tomorrow night when we meet as a staff, that's going to be a big point for us, is to make that change. I think we're starting to get some kids healthy on defense. And I think that's going to help us as we hit these five games right here. You know, I'm not one to talk about who we lost to. You know, it's just not important. You got to play a game the next week. But, you know, we have, you know, two safeties that we've lost that's been out since week one. We've had some D linemen out. They're starting to come back. We've had a linebacker or two out. They're starting to come back. So, you know, overall, I think we're getting healthy at the right time. And I think defensively, we gotta up the intensity a little bit. And, you know, honestly, I think we will. And I think it's going to start this week. And I think defense is really going to come out and play well. Offensively, I think we got to be a little more, spread the ball around a little bit. I don't think people are going to give us chance to folks all night throwing the football. People are going to try to stop Deion. So I think we just got to, you know, keep progressing offensively and keep doing the things we need to do to win football games.
Before we let you go, your Colonels have a huge game today at home against Central Arkansas. Is Nichols going to get the win today?
I would like to say yes, they are. And, Nichols has, since under Rebo the last two or three years, has played very well at home. And I look for the crowd to be, you know, just fired up. And I think Nichols wins today.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for the time and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes, sir, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Keith Menard doing a good job as always. We're going to talk a little bit about that Nichols game a little later in the show. Big ball game out in Thibodeau, and you can hear it and watch it on ESPN1003.com. So we're excited about that. Let's take a quick commercial break when we get back. Another winning coach from last night, Covenant Christian Academy coach Randy Bokeh will join us. His team got a big win last night. We'll talk to him about that. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Trudge Gisclair. After nearly 12 years of public service as a state representative, I am ready to continue my commitment to the people of our region, serving as your next state senator for District 20. As a senior member of the Natural Resources Committee, Ag Committee, Transportation, Highways, and Public Works Committee, and as the state's vice chairman of the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, these leadership experiences have prepared me to continue working for you as your next state senator. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Trudge Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning. And taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership, experience, progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
Join POV Magazine and The Settlement at Live Oak in Thibodaux on Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for the first ever POV pop-up Thibodaux Tailgate. Food and shopping with live music sponsored by Stellar Media and a game zone sponsored by ESPN Radio. Visit POVpopup.com for more information.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell. Join me Wednesday, October 9th from 12 to 3 at El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland. Come by for great food and your chance to win $25 gift cards they're giving away. Great food, drink specials all day at El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland.
Miss an interview? Visit the Audio Vault at ESPN1003.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute and Big Mike Fazy for State Senate. Remember, Big Mike cares. You could listen back to this broadcast a little bit later in the week on ESPN1003.com. That is powered by Vision Communications. And let's see what we have here. Of course, we've got the Nicholls State University football game today on ESPN 100.3 at 3 o'clock. Nicholls against Central Arkansas. Huge. Huge, capital H, huge Southland Conference game for the Colonels' first home game of the season. Go to the phone lines now. We have Covenant Christian Academy coach Randy Boke on the line. His team got a 27-0 win against St. John last night. Coach Boke, good morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely, man. Looked like it was a good showing for your team last night, pitching a shutout. Your offense got into the end zone a couple of times. What were some things your team did well?
Extremely proud of our kids. Just extremely proud. They executed the game plan near perfection. They played exceptionally hard. They really, really worked really hard last night. And what's good, what's a good sign is that we're seeing some constant improvement from the kids. From that week one game to now, we've really improved in many, many areas of the game. And it was just a really good night for Lions last night.
I had you on last week on the Friday Night Sports Show, and unfortunately it was a tough loss. And you were a trooper. You came in and did it. And last night I see you score where you shut out St. John. And I'm thinking to myself, this would have been the weekend, and almost gave you a call to do it. Because, and listen, obviously you're going to be in a better state of mind. But last week, as we talked after the show and everything, you were, but you were also, you knew that the kids, it was do or die time. Some kid, you were gonna find out a lot about your kids after last week. I think you probably found out some really good things, right?
Sam, I'm gonna tell you. After the game, I reminded the kids I congratulated them on the big win, and I reminded the kids. I said, guys, think back to what's gotten us to this point. I said spring football. I said summer workout. I said conditioning tests. All the running that I make you guys do during the week. All the weightlifting. Everything. I said, that's how you end up. And I said, and coming to practice every day, which I'm going to tell you, our kids come to practice. I've been in other programs where, you have 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, that routinely just miss practice, and it obviously it very much affects your team and you have a key player that doesn't come to practice. But these kids show up in the heat, and I know I ain't got to tell you how hot it's been, and they work exceptionally hard. They're very coachable kids, and they, as I said a minute ago, they're working. They're striving to get better, And a lot of that hard work really paid off last night, and it showed up last night. And, again, I'm just really proud of him.
Coach, you're at the midway point of the season. You told us over the summer, said, look, we're going to have to get better. We're a little bit younger than we've been. How do you think the team's progressing so far, man?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled. You know, I really wish you guys could experience what we get to work with every day at practice. I mean, these kids are just, I mean, you never have to worry about behavior. You never have to worry about character kids. Like I said, they come to practice. They work hard. They're a fun bunch. They make you laugh constantly. And it's for us to be sitting where we are right now, I'll be honest with you. I mean, every coach wants to be undefeated and all the same time. But to be where we are right now, I feel really good about it. And I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the year. I have no idea. But I know these kids are going to show up. They're going to give us everything they have. And at the end of the day, as you guys know, that's what it's about. It's about these kids working together for a common goal, playing for each other instead of themselves, and asking, pushing them to their limits, and then having them go out there and perform and compete. That's what it's about. That wins or losses, are, you know, whatever. We're winning. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're 2-2 right now? No, we're winning. I'm telling you right now, these kids are winning.
Well, before I throw out the next question, I don't even know if you realize this, because I know you don't necessarily care about statistics that much. LaRonger won again last night, and they beat Salmon.
Wow.
So, and they're 5-0. So that's pretty good stuff. So obviously, you look back at that and you go, wait a minute, that's PowerPoint rankings, and we lost a really good football team.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you and I were joking and laughing on the air, and you said, you know, is it LaRanger? And I said, they're good.
Yeah.
That's what you call them. And obviously, yeah, they're extremely well coached. They're a very talented team, and Coach Messina does an amazing job. You know, I don't see them guys losing for a while. They're really good.
So 5 games under your belt, you're in one of those districts where it's 5 games, and then you play district. So you're heading into district. You have the flip side of a lot of teams, where a lot of teams who may be struggling going into district now get to wipe the slate clean. You're coming off of a really good win against St. John. Do you want to, like, not bring up the district thing and just say, let's just keep playing good football?
That's exactly what I want to do. That's exactly what we said. You know, our motto, our theme is, let's get better. Let's get better. And Coach Randy Bajorn said it last night. He said, guys, you know, we've made strides as a football team. We're not the same team we were week one. He said, we're improving. You guys are showing us that y'all are coachable. You know, and that's a gift in itself. You know, some young men, they don't want to hear what you got to say because they know it all. And we're blessed with a bunch of young men that they'll say, okay, coach, so I'm not doing it right. Okay, explain to me how to do it, and I'm going to whip my tail off and try to fix it. And that's what we have. We don't have an extremely talented bunch, you know, and I don't think any kid on my team will argue that. We're not blessed with overly talented bunch of kids. But what we are blessed with is kids that are coachable. They will, if I say step this way instead of step that way, they don't question. They'll step that way. And I think that's one of the reasons why we were fortunate last night to go 27-0, because these kids are listening and they're working hard to try to improve themselves. So, no, it's not about this right now. It's about Highland Baptist. It's about us getting better, continuing to improve, and hopefully playing our best football this coming Thursday.
Sounds like a winner. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the rest
one
of your
more
weekend.
Question, Casey.
Go
one
ahead.
More
go
question.
Ahead.
Was supposed to go see the Joker with
there
him on
go.
Thursday night. A quick and I was under the weather. A quick assessment,
right.
Randy?
Real quick. It's not the whatever you think the movie is, it's not that.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix, I don't think there's much acting going on. I think he's just crazy.
All right.
But he does an amazing job, and there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad. Overall, it's a thumbs up. Go check it out.
All right.
Thank you so much for getting
Thank
in that, that movie question, because I would have been remiss if we would have let him off the line without asking that. Coach Boke, have a wonderful weekend, man.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. That is Coach Randy Boke. His team is doing a wonderful job this season, and it was cleansing to me to hear him say, hey, I've got kids. They're not overly talented, but they're listening and they're buying in. You don't see that very often anymore. So when he was explaining about how if he's telling them to step one way and they're actually doing it, I'm thinking to myself, God bless you, brother, because you got a special bunch, but that doesn't happen.
Randy's never been through losing seasons, per se. His first couple of years at HL Bourgeois, when they were trying to turn it around there in the early 2000s, he had some rough times. But then they turned it around and they built a base foundation, so he's not used to it. So this year, when he knew he didn't have the talent level, it was going to be interesting to see how he mentally adjusted to it all. But the kids are so great that he's like, wait a minute. So this is the fun side of it. W's and L's sometimes are not everything. It's the kind of kid you have. And I'm sure Brian can relate to that. As year in and year out, he's probably had great teams and said, ooh, that was kind of a chore. And had teams that were 500 and said that was enjoyable.
Yeah, and with his comments he made with the kids buying in, it reminds me of the South Terrebonne football program, where they always, talent-wise, people kind of overlook them and all, but that program, their kids believe in what they're doing, and they always around in that mix. So that reminds me. But you're right. You get kids to buy in. That's a big part of it. And sometimes your better seasons as a coach is when you have losing records sometimes. It's not always about the winning. And you get the kids to do the best they can, and that's all you can ask for.
Had a listener call in during that last interview with Coach Boke. Want to thank David and Becky for listening live from Hammond, Louisiana. They want to say, good job to us for giving scores from all over the state of Louisiana. Go St. Paul is David and Becky's message. Thanks so much for listening, David and Becky. We hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we hope St. Paul keeps rolling as well. It's the first hour down. We're going to start hour two with Chris Duga, who is actually at a volleyball match. I had him scheduled for 9. He asked to be pushed back to 10. His team is on a roll. They're 5-0. We'll ask him about their latest win against Terrebonne at the top of the hour here on ESPN 100.3.
They say politics changes people, but don't tell that to John Bel Edwards. He's led our state through a budget crisis and natural disasters, expanded health care for working people, increased funding from preschool to college, and raised teacher pay for the first time in 10 years. While rural hospitals have closed all over the country, John Bel expanded Medicaid and kept everyone in Louisiana open. To help combat the opioid epidemic, he increased access to addiction treatment, and his work fighting human trafficking with Christian charities led to an invitation to meet with Pope Francis. Through it all, he served our families with honesty and integrity, never losing sight of what's important or compromising who he is. He's still John Bel, still one of us.
Paid for by the John Bel Edwards Campaign.
Drop and Fix is committed to providing expert repair services and excellent customer service from iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and computers. Drop and Fix has quick turnaround services for all of your devices. Stop by our Bayou Gardens Boulevard shop located in Houma or call today at 709-8382. 709-8382. Drop and Fix, your one-stop shop for all of your technology repairs and support. Stop by, visit us today, or email us at help@dropandfix.com.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning. And taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership, experience, progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
To the people of House District 54, this is Donnie Lurio, a candidate for state representative. I am a lifelong resident of the district. My parents are Linda and William Lurio. I am married to the late Gretchen Gisclair Lurio and the proud parent of T-Don and Lindy. Our family is of Catholic faith, and we are 100% pro-life. As a successful small business owner with conservative values, I feel that I am prepared to serve the people of District 54 as your next state representative. On October 12th, please vote for me, Donnie Lurio, number 88, paid for by Donnie Lurio campaign.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning, and taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership, experience, progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Down 30 minutes to go here on the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, also by Big Mike Fazy for State Senate. We go to the phone lines, have Thibodeau football coach Chris Duga on the line. His Tigers, man, they're the Cardiac Cats. They found a way to get another last-second win against Terrebonne last night. Coach Duga, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, guy.
Well, first question, the most important question of the day, how did volleyball go? Did the team of your rooting interest get the win this morning?
Yeah, we won in straight sets. I'm here with my daughter for eighth grade volleyball for EBY. We beat Dominican in straight sets, so get ready.
Oh, Dominican.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
We're 12-2 in the year. We got one loss to Vanderbilt and one loss to Country Day. So
what are you good. Are you more proud of her or are you more proud of the Thibodeau Tigers?
I'm proud of the little one.
Yeah.
He's doing well.
Good,
man. Last night, get a hard-fought win, 35-28 against Terrebonne. I know that's always an interesting matchup on one hand because of your familiarity with Coach Hill and all that, and then on the other hand, this was just a big football game for your team coming off of the win against Central Lafourche. We had Coach Menard on earlier in the show, and he said he thought his team had a little bit of a hangover. Did you guys handle the emotions early on in playing a big game for a second straight week?
I thought we did really well in the beginning of the game. You know, we jumped on them 14-0, and then I think we got a little bit complacent after that. I think that's kind of when the hangover hit, kind of after that first quarter. I mean, we came out like lightning in a bottle in the first quarter, and then, you know, just kind of faltered a little bit down the stretch in the first half and gave up a few big plays to the Lucas kid. I mean, he's going to be pretty special, too. And but then we were kind of able to make some adjustments at halftime, and defensively, we put up another goose egg in the second half. I mean, we've been playing real, real well defensively in the second half of games. You know, the only touchdown came on the pick six. So I was really proud of the defense in the second half. Again, offense, we found a way to get it done. We, you know, we worked the ball down the field with the passing game, able to run in spots when we had to. And Luke did a good job again last night.
Kind of beating a dead horse, but went out, you know, saw that pick six. I was thinking of you and thinking of the turnover situation, because quite honestly, you mentioned it, y'all playing really good defensively, and if that pick six doesn't happen, you maybe win that game by two scores. That all being said, is this still a deal where you say, man, if we really figure it out, we really put a full game together with no turnovers? Casey and I discussed it earlier. You guys are winning, and it's so impressive because you're still winning with maybe a little bit of mistakes in there. Have we seen Thibodeau at its best?
I don't think you have. You know, I think, like you said, if we could put a clean game together on both sides of the ball and kind of limit the big plays in the first half on defense, because it seems like that's when the big plays are made against us, and then, you know, win that turnover margin. I don't think we've ever won the turnover margin, and we still win in football.
Yeah, but Chris, let me throw this at you. You know, you go back, and I know you guys are all young, but if you go back to, you know, Barry Switzer's days at Oklahoma running the wishbone, one of the byproducts of running the wishbone is you're going to turn the ball over. Yeah, and I was wondering to myself if sometimes Chris Dugas has to say to himself, we're a high-powered offense, we're going to take a few chances, we're going to let Luke Alemán do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, but we are going to turn it over. But from time to time. That yeah, being said, and you still don't want that, right? Obviously.
Right. Well, I guess when you're throwing the ball 40 times a game,
right,
you know, every now and then bad things are going to happen. But, yeah, we got to clean those things up. And, I mean, the mistakes that we made were correctable errors. It was just we might have held on to a ball a second too long, or we missed a read here or there. So it's all stuff that can be corrected. So it's stuff that we got to go back to the film room and keep, you know, pounding it in their heads. And hopefully, you know, when the further along we get during the year, the less mistakes we make.
I've seen Terrebonne on film sending guys a lot on defense. They did it to Alamo early in the game. You picked it up pretty well. And if they were in his face, he did a good job of getting rid of it. And you won a lot of one-on-one battles downfield. You guys thought they were going to be coming after you like that?
Yeah, I know Coach Claymore pretty well. I coached over there with Gary and Coach Claymore. I know Coach is a big, you know, heavy blitz guy. He likes to pressure the quarterback and try to force that ball out of there quickly. And, you know, they did a good job of that last night, but we were able to pick up a lot of their blitz schemes, and our offensive line did a really good job. And the unsung hero in all of this is our running backs, because our running backs did a really good job of picking up blitzing backers on protection.
Coach, I'm very curious in your answer to this. You guys are 5-0. You're calling both the offense and the defense this season. So on one hand, I'm sure you're awfully proud of the kids and everything like that. But on the other hand, this start has to be awfully fulfilling to you as well, because you got a bigger footprint on the club this year. Let's talk about what the challenges that's brought and also how fulfilling it is to be sitting at 5-0 midway in the season.
I mean, this is where you want to be. And like you said, I'm really, really proud of the kids. But, dog, I'm really, really tired too. You know, it's hard doing that. And it just takes its toll eventually. But, you know, I'm proud of the kids, the way we're playing. I'm proud of my assistant coaches, the way, you know, we're running practices and getting schemes in and doing what we need to do to adjust during games, you know, because a lot of times when I'm switching over from offense to defense, I can't go over there and talk to those guys in between series. The assistants are doing a really good job of making adjustments, you know, during series and stuff like that. I mean, it's just worked out really well so far, and hopefully we can just continue to do what we're doing.
I don't know if home field advantage plays a big role in high school football, but were you sort of relieved that the Central Lafourche game was in Central and that you got to play at home against Terrebonne? Do you think that it mattered that the game was played in Thibodaux last night?
It always matters when we play in Thibodaux. I just feel like our fan base is really good, really loud. It's a tough place to play. Of course, Central Lafourche is a tough place to play, too. But, I mean, you know, it's always good when you're at home. And I think that's going to help next week, not having to get on that bus. It's always good when you could just – you're in your field house, you eat your pregame meal, you come out of your own backyard, your kids get to relax in your locker room, and you're in that routine. And, I mean, yeah, I love playing at home, you know, and I love the crowd at home, too.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Congrats on the big win, and good luck against Hanville.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That is Thibodaux football coach Chris Dugan. Now we double up here. We go to our second guest this segment, Belle Chasse defensive coordinator Brock Mathern on the line. Good morning, Coach Mathern. How you doing?
Good morning, my man. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Good, man. It was a hard-fought win for your football team. I know you got to be proud of your defense. Heck, they were only on the field for 28 snaps last night. They played awfully well, didn't they?
Oh, yes, sir, man. They give us everything we ask for every weekend. It helps. Our offense does a good job of controlling the clock and keeping possession for a long time, giving us a good break. That way we fresh every time we get to go out there.
Coach, your quarterback is a wizard. The way he handles that offense at the line of scrimmage, the way he plays whenever in between the white lines, I said it last night on the air, he gives you guys a chance every Friday night, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, sir. He's an amazing kid. I always tell him, I said, he's a better – Even better kid than he is an athlete, and he's been a 4-year starter for us, and he's everything we could hope for, you know. And like you said, he gives us a chance every time he's out on that field.
We have been talking to all of the coaches today about a situation where you played your pre-district, you're going to be entering district, and it's a new slate. You guys don't want it to be a new slate. That's a great slate that you have right now at 5-0. Talk about the challenges of your district, you know, with the Cars and the Landry Walkers. And I know you have Franklinton next week. Is Franklinton part of that district also?
No, sir. Franklinton, we don't start district for another 2 weeks. We have a four-team district. It's us, Helen Cox, Edna Carr, and Landry Walker. which is extremely tough. They, those three schools have athletes everywhere, and it's a battle. It's a battle every year with them. And we've played Carr a couple times good. They're just extremely athletic, and they're the three-time defending state champs for a reason. But we're just looking forward to getting better each and every week. We're focused on Franklinton right now. We're gonna dive in on Franklinton, and when that time comes for district, we've gotten better each week, and we'll be ready to roll.
Coach, sitting at 5-0, man, what are some things you guys could get better at? Obviously, winning the five games is wonderful, but what are some areas of improvement you guys are looking for the second half of the season?
I think especially with us on defense, and I'm pretty sure the offensive coaches would say the same thing, is we're so young right now. We're just looking to correct little things and try to get focused for a full four quarters. We was upset yesterday that we had a couple drives here and there where we lost focus, we didn't do our job. And just trying to get that consistency of understanding that we have to take it play by play. Don't worry about the end result. Focus on the process and just continue to work and grind to our ultimate goal.
Coach, in the second quarter, Solifuge has the ball. They move down the field to go ahead and score. It looks like they found something against y'all defense. And they get the ball in the second half. First play of the second half, they gain like 8 yards or so. Then they fumbled. And after that, y'all completely shut down that Solifuge offense. Is that an adjustment y'all made at halftime?
Well, we made an adjustment at halftime based off of a formation set that they was running. And when they came – when the second half came out, they didn't even get to that formation set, so that adjustment was really out the window. It was just, we made a couple different play calls trying to give our younger kids, make things less complicated for them, and let our older kids and let that front seven really tone in on the run. So we just adjusted to a certain play call that we had in our playbook that we've been working since spring. It was one of our simple calls. But it was working, so we stuck with it. And really, it's just the kids. The kids, they turned their energy up in the second half. They wanted it a little bit more than they did in the first half, and it showed.
Coach, one area you guys are going to probably have to develop a little bit of more continuity is in special teams. Had a couple extra points get blocked last night. Talk about the challenges that you guys face there and trying to work on that as the season winds down here.
Oh, we're big on special teams over here. Coach Myers does a great job with our special teams, and we've been really good all year when it comes to the special teams. And I think last night was just a, like I told them, when Solifuge comes to town, and being able to coach there for 2 years, you're gonna get a hard nosed team that's gonna play with a ton of effort every time you line up across. And I think we just gotta make a couple mistakes. I mean, a couple corrections here with blocking on field goal. And I think other than that, all of our special teams was fairly good, and we'll make those corrections here in the future and get those fixed up.
Well, thanks, man. Congrats on the win, and it was good seeing you last night, brother.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank y'all. Great seeing y'all, man. Best of luck y'all in the future.
Yes, sir. That is Coach Brock Mathurin doing a good job with Belchase. As always, let's do this, Joe. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to have our Nicholls State University football report by Drop and Fix. Then we'll dive right into our picks. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
It's such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Truck Just Glare. The most effective and best long-term solution to rebuilding our coastal wetlands is the use of sediment diversion. The Mississippi and Atchafalaya Rivers are the perfect natural suppliers of sediment. I will work with the CPRA to ensure that our coastal region is rebuilt and designed to sustain the tens of thousands of created acres of coastal wetlands, which serve as critical habitat and a buffer against storm surges. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Just Glare for Senator. By Jerry Disclay campaign.
I'm Big Mike Fazy, and I approve this message.
Attention, attention. Why will Nicholls State fans go early vote for Big Mike Fazy this Saturday?
I'll tell you why. All you Nicholls State fans will be tailgating this Saturday, so it's perfect to get out and vote early. Not only can you vote today, but you can early vote through this Saturday, October 5th. Polls open 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And don't forget to vote for Big Mike Fazy for State Senate District 20, number 58. Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Hello, my name is Reggie Bagala, your candidate for State Representative District 54. I want the residents of our area to know that if elected, I'll fight for our community. Five generations of my family have called our community home. I will fight for you in the State House to save our jobs, grow our economy, and fix our infrastructure so our home continues to be the best possible place to live, work, and raise a family for future generations. For nearly 3 years as your legislative internal auditor for the parish, I will take that watchdog mentality when tax dollars, your tax dollars, are spent. On October 12th, elect me, Reggie Bagala, State Representative for District 54. Paid for by Reggie Bagala Campaign Committee.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Drop and Fix is committed to providing expert repair services and excellent customer service from iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and computers. Drop and Fix has quick turnaround services for all of your devices. Stop by our Bayou Gardens Boulevard shop located in Houma or call today at 709-8382. 709-8382. Drop and Fix, your one-stop shop for all of your technology repairs and support. Stop by, visit us today, or email us at help@dropandfix.com.
Hey, it's Golick. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
Nicholls State University Football Report, sponsored by Drop and Fix. The Colonels, y'all, are in for a battle today, hosting Central Arkansas. It's crazy to think. I'm looking at the calendar here, October the 5th. Most teams have played three or four home games. This is Nicholls' first today. But I got a feeling, and I don't know that this is necessarily going out on a limb, because I think this is more of a fact here. There's going to be a big crowd of hungry Nicholls football fans trying to egg on this team. Nicholls is actually the lower-ranked team in this game. They're number 15. Central Arkansas is number 10. This is a huge game. Nicholls, at times this season, fellas, has kind of struggled defensively. They better play their best game defensively today if Central Arkansas could score the ball.
I saw the entire Texas State game. Actually was in, as we all know, I was out in the Houston area, and my son and I watched it. Texas State came up with some big kind of, I don't know, they out-jumped a guy one time for a pass and got it into the end zone. So I wasn't disappointed with the Nicholls defense. I was a little disappointed with the Nicholls offense, obviously. Man, Central Arkansas is good. They're supposed to be the cream of the crop, so you're going to find out a lot. If you are going to open up at home after being away for so long, what a great way to open up. The weather looks great. I think it's going to be a really fun time. And Thibodeau, and just ask Truck, because he'll be around there all day today.
This is a Central Arkansas team that has beaten Western Kentucky already this season. That's a, FBS team.
Yes.
They traveled out to Hawaii and played Hawaii. Only lost 35-16. Hawaii is a pretty good football team. They're 1-0 in the Southland. They beat Abilene Christian 31-30.
But they have to come to Thibodeau.
And
I got to tell you, in that Southland Conference, that's a trek. Of course, they went to Hawaii, but all of that's going to wear on them a little bit. And I do believe that Tim Rebo is not going to let Nicholls play the way they did against Texas State last week. Sully Leach is kind of back in the fold now. Yeah. So there are some things going Nicholls' way. It's not going to be easy. And, boy, they need this one. You don't want to slip to three losses this early in the year.
Coach Doobie Pleasance has always told me that no matter what the record books say, she will never want to play a game at Central Arkansas for that reason. It's just such a long trip. It takes forever, it feels like, to get into Arkansas, and then you still got hours to go after that. That's such a long trip. Curious to see early in the game if the Colonels can maybe jump on them a little bit.
I've heard from coaches in different sports at Nicholls that going to Hammond and going to Lake Charles and going to Houston, all okay. Even going to Natchitoches, okay. But once you get outside that little barrier of that, I think it does become a little task. I also think that because Central Arkansas will not be taken for granted, that Nicholls is going to play well in this game.
I agree. So that is your Nicholls State University football report, sponsored by Drop and Fix. Let's get a message from our sponsors.
Drop and Fix is committed to providing expert repair services and excellent customer service from iPhones and Galaxies, iPads and computers. Drop and Fix has quick turnaround services for all of your devices. Stop by our Bayou Gardens Boulevard shop located in Houma or call today at 709-8382, 709-8382. Drop and Fix, your one-stop shop for all of your technology repairs and support. Stop by, visit us today or email us at help@dropandfix.com.
Now we move into our pick'em segment. The first game that we'll pick today is a Big Ten matchup. Iowa traveling to Michigan. Iowa's the number 14 team in the country. Michigan's the number 19 team in the country. Harbaugh would be well served to win this football game. There's kind of some whispers about his position here. Will he stand ground and get a big home win today against Iowa?
So the game's in the Big House, you said.
It is. Michigan is a 4-point favorite.
Michigan will win. I don't know if they're going to cover, but they'll win.
The whispers will be getting louder.
Uh-oh.
I think Michigan's going to win the football game.
Iowa.
Joey's going Iowa. So we've got a split, a dead split here. Let's see. In the SEC, this is going to be a showdown here. Auburn is going to be traveling to the Swamp to take on Florida. Two teams that I think are overrated slightly. Auburn, though, they're getting better. They're the number 7 team in the country. Florida, the number 10 team in the country. One of those teams are going to drop out of the top 10 today. Which one will it be?
Wow, on my way in this morning on ESPN, I forgot the pundit who was saying it, but he was like, Auburn's the best team in the country.
I'm not there yet.
And I'm like, not there yet. God, boy, we're ready to crown these guys. I will say this. Scares me that Bo Nix is getting better every week, and he's only a freshman. Wow. 10 Florida, I'll go Florida.
Coach?
Yeah, I'm going to go Florida. I'm not sold on Auburn yet at all.
I think that Florida's backup quarterback is going to look like a backup against that mean Auburn defense. I think Auburn goes on the road and gets a win today. Joe?
I'm going to take Auburn in this one because I don't like Florida. Bo Nix is going to throw for over, I predict, 400 yards.
400?
400 yards. Boy, they're going to really be hyping him up if he does that. Ohio State, for my dollar, maybe has looked like the best team in the country so far, but they're not playing an SEC schedule. They're going to be hosting number 25, Michigan State, who has a wonderful defense. Can that be a close game today, gentlemen?
No.
No? Ohio State big, you think?
Ohio State.
I think Ohio State's going to win. Big. We all think Ohio State's going to win that one. Let's see what we have here on the top 25 schedule. Georgia and Tennessee. Georgia's going to win that game pretty handily, right?
Boy, is Tennessee a dumpster fire? And I've been to... They have every we talk about high school sports and even collegiate sports and the resources you have. For Tennessee to have the resources they have in Knoxville, which is, quite honestly, second to none or at least the top of the heap, to be that bad is really bad. They're dumpster fire. Let's please not pick Tennessee games.
You have Phil Fulmer, who you kind of forced out of the door. And then you're letting him hire his own replacement, and it's been nothing but problems since then. They were asking him this week, is he going to come back and coach the team the rest of the season? It's a mess. Georgia's going to clobber him today. In the NFL, we've got, let's see. Here's an interesting game. The Vikings are 2-2, taking on the Giants, who are looking pretty good with Daniel Jones. The Giants are at home in this matchup. Can the Daniel Jones magic continue for one more week?
This is a heart and head one. I hope that the Giants win it, but I think that the Vikings will win it. So I'll go Vikings.
Coach?
Although I don't like Cousins. Not personally, but he's not doing a job.
No, Minnesota.
I think Minnesota's going to win as well.
Minnesota, too. I personally don't like Cousins. Too much defense.
You know, if Saquon Barkley was still playing, I might not be that way in this game. But, of course, the other kid did a great job last week, his replacement. But, still Minnesota.
This is one of my favorite NFL games. Every time these teams meet, they meet twice a year, sometimes three times a year. The Ravens and the Steelers. The Steelers finally got off the schneid. The Ravens are struggling a little bit. Teams are forcing Lamar Jackson to put it in the air a little more. The Ravens on the road are a 3-point favorite against Pittsburgh tomorrow in a game that rain is in the forecast.
I'm going to go Ravens. So far out of the games, we're picking the toughest one for me. I'll go Ravens just because... In NFL, you can't slide too much, and your focus level has to be good, and it better be good because they need to come back and win this week.
think the Ravens are going to win. Coach?
I'm going to go Steelers. I think, was their running back's name?
Connor?
Connor. I think he had a decent game last week. I think they'll run the ball.
Joe?
I'm going to Ravens. I think Mark Ingram's going to get a good game against the defense.
I hope it does.
Well, I wonder why. Is he in your lineup?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
My Green Bay Packers. My Dallas Cowboys are hosting the Green Bay Packers. No,
second fumble.
No, a card laid is a card played.
I actually like Green Bay a little bit. Both teams are 3-1. The Cowboys are 3.5-point favorite. This is in Jerry World where the Cowboys, like you look back 2 or 3 years, they had not been good at home, but lately they have been very good at home. Do the Cowboys finally defeat the Packers, a team they've not been able to beat in recent years?
Well, first of all, we need to start this conversation by rehashing the game last week against the Saints.
That was a game I correctly picked.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened was I was on the air, and listen, I was wrong, and it's one of those games where after it's all over with, I was like, man, am I glad I was wrong on that one. So I didn't realize you picked the Saints.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, then I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone.
Cowboys or Packers?
Wow. I'm not sold on the Packers, and I really do think the Cowboys are a good football team.
I'm right with you.
Cowboys. I'm going Cowboys.
Well, I'm not sold on the Packers. Dallas is a good football team. Packers win.
Look, Dallas is not.
That's good logic for the NFL.
They've not been able to beat Aaron Rodgers, but I think tomorrow they're going to keep the ball away from him. I think Dallas is going to run the ball well, and I think they'll rebound and get a win.
Cowboys, Dallas knows what it's like now after last week to play a real team after the first three games. No offense, Cowboys.
No.
Only
one Packers.
The Nichols Colonels are hosting Central Arkansas today. A huge Southland Conference matchup. Will Nichols improve to 2-0 in the Southland schedule?
Yes, because they have to.
First time ever I'm picking against the Colonels.
I'm right behind you. I think the Colonels have struggled at times this year. I think Central Arkansas has had this game circled big throughout the season.
Could be.
I think Central Arkansas is going to get the win today.
I hate to do this, Central Arkansas, because when Nichols was predicted, everybody put the target on him. I'm going Central Arkansas.
So you got all three of y'all.
I would not have thought in a million years that you would have been the only one to pick Nichols. In a million years, I wouldn't have thought that.
I guarantee you, right when we get off air, I'm giving Tim a call and saying what this means to me and what better happen in this game.
LSU, I think we all agree, going to beat Utah State. Quickly a score, gentlemen.
Oh, Lord. You know what? Utah State's a good football team. Now, as compared to LSU, obviously it's not in the same quote-unquote league. Wow. Let's go, because I think that the LSU offense is so good. It's so fun to watch. 45-24?
Coach?
I was going 48-17.
51-20, Tigers.
Man, we're on the same wavelength. I said 51-21.
That's not good for me, folks. The Saints are hosting the Tampa Bay Bucks tomorrow. The Saints are going to have to score the ball a little bit. The Bucks are coming in hot. The winner of this game is going to be in first place in the NFC South, gentlemen.
Oh, man, I hate to say this. I think the Bucks are going to win the game.
Okay, Coach?
I can't argue with that because they always play the Saints tough. Well, no matter where it's at.
That's my one reason. And the second reason is if you'd have told me that the Saints were going to beat the Cowboys and the Saints weren't going to score a touchdown and they won, something's got to give somewhere. And
hopefully this is the week the Saints are going to stretch the field, let Teddy throw the ball on the field. I'm going Saints.
I'll tell you this, Dink and Duncan kick field goals will not beat Tampa. Tampa's going to score the ball, but I think the Saints are going to find a way to put it in the end zone. I think New Orleans wins a close, hard-fought game tomorrow.
They play tough even when Drew Brees was quarterback, but Saints are going to win 3-2 because Teddy Bridgewater could throw the 10-yard bombs.
Well, 3-2.
Well, one thing is we can hold that Teddy Bridgewater, and he is getting better and better every week, so we'll see.
Want to thank our coaches for joining us. Thanks to everybody in the studio, Coach Collins, Dan Grava, Joey D, as always. Y'all, we've got a betting show coming up here in the next couple of seconds here, and then we'll have a full lineup. Nichols game at 3 o'clock. Everybody, you have a wonderful Saturday. Go Tigers, go Colonels, and go everybody else that you're rooting for. Tulane as well.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Trug Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Trug Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Don't get fooled by the other guys. The prices are falling at Homus Clayton Homes. Don't miss the Red Tag Blowout Sale. $10,000 discounts on any homes in stock or